Doug Wright Show, where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I have really been looking forward to this, to have two very special guests here in studio. One very familiar to everybody here in the state of Utah, our 4th District Congresswoman, Mia Love. Mia, welcome. It's always good to have you here.
How are you, Doug? I'm so excited to be here today.
We're just talking about what a difference this control room is. It used to be we could kind of hang out here and be kind of incognito.
Right.
Now we wave at the cameras and say hi to everybody.
And I can't wear jeans when I come here anymore. I've got to get dressed.
Johnny Carson used to always joke about that, how great radio was. You didn't have to worry about what you were wearing. If you're a guy, you didn't have to shave. And now look at it. We're lit up like a Christmas tree in here. You've brought a very special guest. We were just chatting a moment ago, and my wife happens to be in this congressman's district today. Mia, introduce us.
Well, we have Representative Emmanuel Cleaver here from Kansas City, Missouri, and he is here out here. He's helping to support me. He's helping to go out and talk about poverty issues. And I want to just emphasize how special today is. This isn't happening anywhere in the country. And I think this is how we raise Utah's voice, and we talk about when two people come together and talk about what they're for, we're better as Americans. And so this is such an exciting day for me.
Representative Cleaver, I so appreciate you joining us. And there's nothing that warms my heart more than to see a Republican and a Democrat standing together in a common cause for our great nation. Welcome to KSL and welcome to Utah.
Well, it's good to be here. This is my first time actually being having my feet on the ground. I've changed planes here
right.
Many, many times, but being here on the ground is good. And being here with a friend and a colleague is actually warming to me as well. And I think to some degree, these kinds of situations should speak to the whole country, because you know we have become so polarized that you don't see Democrats and Republicans chatting anywhere except in situations where there's a contentious atmosphere, like in committee hearings.
It's so interesting. What an irony that my family is in your very district today. My wife was raised in your district. She was born up in North Central Missouri, but raised in your district in the Kansas City area. And I just love that part of that beautiful state. And here today to focus on, boy, homelessness, Mia, what an issue this is for Utah, and sadly, poverty. You represent a district where this is maybe a little more acute, but it's acute everywhere, Congressman.
Sure. I mean, it's a matter of degrees. Anything that's in existence here in Salt Lake City, except for the mountains, exists at another level in Kansas City, which is the largest city in our state. And so it's just a matter of degrees. And if we're able to solve a problem, the chances are great, whether that it was solved from the efforts of a smaller community or a larger community, it's going to impact everyone.
Your background intrigues me, because even a pastoral background, mayor of Kansas City, and Mia, to bring this kind of expertise to Utah and have this kind of a partnership is something invaluable. I remember when Congressman Chaffetz brought Elijah Cummings here to Utah, and boy, that was another scene that I loved to see. What do you hope to accomplish by this here in the state of Utah?
Well, I hope to let people know how incredibly special this is. We're not just here in our official capacity. We're here as people who are literally serving our country and putting our constituents and the American people ahead of politics. This is an example of us getting outside of all of the negative noise and coming together saying, you know, we don't care about that. We don't care, you know, what the political parties are going to think about this. We have an obligation to the American people, to our constituencies, to go out and do something about poverty and end intergenerational poverty and situational poverty also.
Boy, to tell you, in the political climate we find ourselves in right now, just to hear somebody talk bipartisanship, to talk, have somebody, both of you, talking about putting some of America's interests above party interest, And I love hearing these words. What do you see, Congressman, as the biggest challenge when it comes to dealing with poverty, especially in your community? But some of the problems are universal.
Well, I think that there are a number of things. As I said earlier today, we need to have jobs for Americans, and then we need to have Americans for the jobs. That means they've got to be trained and so forth. And I think that that's quite possible that we can do this. That's one part of it, but there are others. And one other part of it is I think it's becoming increasingly difficult for Congress or for the committee with which your congresswoman serves with me, and that is dealing with issues such as Section 8 certificates or TANF, temporary assistance for needy families, or food stamps, because we have so polarized the nation, and in many instances we have bad information out. I asked the group today what was the percentage of fraud in the food stamps program. Somebody, there was one guy who answered at the end 1%. But if you go out into the world, it's, you know, people say, oh, it's 50, 60, 70%. Or so we got to erase that so that we can work together and look at solutions to these problems, because they do exist, and some of them we can fix.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how many misperceptions are out there? I gave a speech the other day up at the Capitol for the Hinckley Institute, the Huntsman Seminar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about how people now with the internet, they can just cocoon themselves. They can just wrap themselves up with things that they want to believe, that they already believe. And you can confirm the most absurd things just by going out and very selectively finding things on the internet. How do we get to the real truth, Mia?
Well, I can tell you, the roundtable that we had, there are people on a local agencies that are literally moving the needle. And so I think one of the things that we came out with that with that meeting is that we have to let the local agencies do their job. Because if we look at poverty holistically, we will get it wrong. Because every single situation is not the same. You've got, like I said, you've got environmental poverty, you've got situational poverty, and then you've got intergenerational poverty. You also, people, the other thing we got out of this is that people have to feel like they are in charge of their success. That we want to make sure that we are not treating people like liabilities that need to be managed. We need to treat them like individuals that can be developed and that can be contributing members of society, and they have something to offer. And so people have to feel like they are in charge of their success, which I feel we've missed a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. So there are so many things that we can do. We really need to listen to our local agencies. There's so many of them that are literally moving the needle. I mean, if you look at Utah, we've all but eliminated chronic homelessness. There are some lessons to be learned here. We're going to be going to visit the church Welfare Square to see how some of those that program has worked, and what we can do as members of Congress to put aside the divisiveness and really work together to find solutions. Now, I promised when I was coming here, I was going to raise Utah's voice and vote Utah's values and really bring people to Washington and give them their voice back. And I think what we're doing here is exactly that. Like I said, this is very special. What's happening here is incredibly special, and I hope that the nation takes a note from what we're doing here.
Congressman Cleavers, I know we're almost out of time, but as Mia mentioned, we have had some national acclaim for dealing with chronic homelessness by finding them a home and making it affordable. And how important is, you mentioned jobs, and I couldn't agree with you more, but sometimes when you're dealing with jobs and the pay that is available and then not having affordable housing and then factoring in mental illness, it becomes a real, real tough scenario.
It's a Herculean problem, and it's going to require men and women of goodwill working together to solve some of those problems. It'll certainly make a much bigger dent in homelessness, for example. One of the encouraging things that I saw today, and I hope the people in Salt Lake City will have the same kind of feeling, and that is to sit in a room with 30 or 40 people around a table talking about poverty, and we are able to really talk and propose solutions without the verbal vomit that always seems to creep into our conversations now based on partisan politics. And I mean, I can't tell you how good it felt to me talking with these people around the table this morning. It was an amazing conversation, and to hear about the fact that you have touched on the homelessness here in ways that we should try to emulate in Washington, D.C., or in Kansas City, for that matter.
I wish we had more time. I know you're on a short leash today. You've got other appointments that you've got to be to. And Mia, perhaps you could just give us a little quick rundown. What is yet to come for you and the congressman?
Well, we're going to, again, I hope this you know, igniting this little spark here will literally cause a flame for people to say, you know, we're going to put this aside and we're really going to do what we can to support people and make sure that people have a voice. We talk so much about education. He and I were talking so much about trying to get the cost of education down so that people can actually go to school, really allow people to have upward mobility and to be part of this society. And I hope that this resonates with Utahns, and I hope that this resonates with people across the nation. What's happening here is very special, and it keeps, and we need to keep doing it.
I so appreciate you both joining us.
Good to be with you.
Cleavers, what a pleasure to have you first and foremost as a guest here at KSL, but we love having you here in the state of Utah. Do you ski?
I don't ski.
We got to change that.
Yes, it's going to take a while to work up to that.
Come on, Mia. We got to get him out here to ski.
I got him up into the mountains yesterday, so
step
that was
one.
Good.
Yeah, so that's step one. We'll get you into the mountains, then we'll get you up on skis. Mia Love, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Doug.
What a pleasure to have you both here at KSL, where it is 1119.